November 30th, complete joy. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. 1 John 1:4. Unless we allow the Holy Spirit to involve us in the discipleship process, we will never experience the complete joy of the Christian life. After having seen and physically touched Jesus, after having experienced what it is to know Him, John cannot help but tell others. He has so deeply enjoyed the fellowship that comes with knowing Jesus that he longs for others to know it as well. In turn, when we as individuals have fellowship with God, we then have a deep fellowship with one another. Often, in marital counseling, we use the pyramid illustration. With God at the top of the pyramid, one spouse at one bottom corner and the other at the third corner, as each person moves closer to God, they cannot help but move closer to one another. The same holds true for all followers of Jesus. As we draw near to Him, we will draw nearer to one another. The discipleship of others makes a greater and greater fellowship of the redeemed. It is that fellowship that is so joyful in the church. It's why office parties are dreaded and congregational dinners are loved. It's not just the pie, it's the fellowship that comes from being disciples of Jesus together. Is your joy complete? Ask God for someone to disciple, and then keep your eyes open for that opportunity.